Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast covers some interesting findings from Panorama's 2015 ERP report. I'm Chris Carroll, and I'm going to be speaking today with January Polk, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January, thanks for taking some time to join us again today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, tell us a bit more about Panorama's various ERP reports and how the data is collected.
Sure. Panorama Consulting Solutions developed the 2015 ERP report to investigate ERP software selection, implementation, and satisfaction trends across multiple industries, company sizes, and geographic locations. The report summarizes Panorama's independent research into the experiences of ERP customers with regards to enterprise software vendors, consultants, and implementations overall. The 2015 ERP report was conducted on our Panorama website during a recent 14-month period that spanned from December 2014 through March 2015. We had 562 respondents complete the survey upon which our data was based on. Data for this report was then collected in part through survey responses on our website and in part through a partnership with Cindy Dutris, an unbiased third-party analyst.
Okay. So tell us, are the findings from this year's report in line with what you saw in previous years? And if not, or what has changed the most, would you say?
I would say, pretty much in line with what we typically see. But one of the most consistent data points that we see in our research year after year relates to the actual implementation duration and cost. What we find is that most organizations take more time and therefore spend more money than expected on their ERP implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we uncovered that 55% of implementations went over budget and 75% exceeded their original timeline. In terms of what has changed, I would say the percentage of organizations implementing software as a service, which we commonly call SaaS, that actually increased by 29% and was up from 4% last year to 33% this year.
Wow. So are organizations continuing to struggle with benefits realization then?
I would say yes. It's a common struggle that we find within our organizations. This year, 60% of organizations failed to realize the business benefits that they expected from their ERP implementation, which was an actual increase of 10% over last year. In addition, the percentage of organizations reporting ERP failures increased 5% since last year, a 21% this year compared to 16% last year.
Once again, everybody, we're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions, and kind enough to talk to us today is January Polk, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting. Stick around, we've got more information from January about the 2015 ERP report coming up.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm talking with January Polk today. Let's get back into the Q&A. January, why are organizations continuing to struggle with cost estimates, duration planning, and benefits realization? Tell us about that.
I think the reasons for ERP failure vary, but they all typically tie back to organizational change management or the lack thereof organizational change management. Organizations specifically stated that the projects that were over budget pointed to challenges such as expanding scope, underestimating their staffing to backfill positions, having to deal with additional technology requirements after the fact, and then unanticipated technical or organizational issues.
Okay.
And the majority of the respondents did not allocate a significant portion of their budgets to either organizational change management or business process reengineering. The organizations that do not allocate the time and money to these critical success factors are therefore more likely to implement over budget and experience timeline overages due to the end user resistance and low system usage, which results in the company having to go back and redo a lot of these items that they should have tackled in the first place.
I see. Okay, so what are some of the other notable findings from the report?
Some of the other notable findings, I would say, is that ERP implementation costs were higher this year than in past years. The report highlighted a $1.7 million increase in average implementation costs, and only 45% of the organizations were on or under budget for their ERP implementation. When expressed as a percentage of their revenue, the average company is now spending an average of 5.9% of annual revenue on their implementations. This is up a bit from what we've seen in the past years.
Okay.
Another notable finding is that more companies are customizing their chosen ERP systems than previously. What we found is 93% of organizations reported at least some level of software customization. Although most organizations begin their ERP initiatives with the expectation that they'll use vanilla and out-of-the-box functionality, a lot of organizations are clearly still making changes along the way to the software that was not intended to be used as part of their initial project scope.
Okay.
And then the last finding that I think is notable to mention is that more than half of the respondents that responded to our survey reported an operational disruption at ERP go live, meaning they weren't able to ship product, they weren't able to close the book, something that really stopped their business from being able to operate when they turned on the switch.
I see. So where can our listeners find out more?
They can access the report on our Panorama website at www.panorama-consulting.com. There's a link where you can click on for the 2015 ERP report.
That's panorama-consulting.com. Hey, I've been speaking with January Polk, Panorama Consulting Solutions, with Panorama Consulting Solutions today. Thanks again, January, for joining us as we wrap up this discussion of Panorama's 2015 ERP report. I appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to talk to you on ERP Strategies and Solutions. And remember, if you have any questions about the things we've covered here today, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.